This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Never before have I turned on you when you look too good to me. Your beady eyes that you're coming into, and I just can't let you be. But it's a free for all, and I'm higher than you can bet your life. Stakes are high, and so am I.
We are back live. We are broadcasting worldwide. Here's a big article up on InfoWars.com. Republican leaders snub Trump during policy retreat headed by Liz Cheney, and they picked Florida as the place. Trump has been at these events before. Remember a train going to one a few years ago got knocked off the rails. People thought it was sabotage. Republican leadership snubbed President Trump for the party's policy retreat in Orlando, Florida, headed for some reason by notorious anti-Trumper Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming, who's got like a 15% approval rating in her state now. Cheney, who had voted to impeach Trump in February, is spearheading the multi-day GOP retreat as the conference chair specifically didn't invite the former president to speak. I didn't invite him. Cheney bragged to reporters last week. And boy, she is a piece of trash. Man, this country is so screwed up. Absolutely sad. And I've got a bunch of other articles that go right along these same lines. CNN's reporting on, oh, there's a special group of Republicans headed up by all these neocons. Here's a story right here. Anti-Trump conservative group to grade GOP lawmakers on whether they uphold or undermine democracy. While Biden stole the election, funds tyranny worldwide, launches all these wars, does all this crap. I mean, it's just sick. Here's another one. We all know who cannot trust what the Democrats say. They are hypocrites, and they are liars, Arizona Republican Party Chairwoman Dr. Kelly Ward said. And I've got a whole stack of news here. We'll be watching it in the next few days with the ongoing recount in Maricopa County, and the Democrats are flipping out. They've caught Democrats trying to break in. Trump's called for National Guard to protect it as Democrats were threatening violence. I mean, why? There was no fraud, right? But no court ever allowed any forensic auditing. They'd have the same criminals rerun the same procedure. Trump demands National Guard in Arizona as legal action continues against Maricopa audit. That's just some of the news. And then we've got this big story. Remember Seth Rich? We heard from WikiLeaks that there was a good chance that he's the guy that gave the info. If you talked about that, they filed hundreds of lawsuits, the DNC funded it, to stop anybody discussing this. Well, now we have FBI document bombshell, undisclosed entity could have paid for Seth Rich's murder. The FBI on Friday finally released the requested documents on murdered DNC operative Seth Rich. He was shot twice in the back. For years, the FBI didn't know there were any documents on the Seth Rich unsolved murder. Oh, really? But we got them in this lie. This is GatewayPundit.com. Breaking exclusive, Christopher Wray, FBI caught another lie and cover-ups. I'm saying Pinocchio was caught in one. FBI emails on Seth Rich uncovered. Then they released the documents Friday, but they were highly redacted. The FBI, he goes on, reports via OAN, the FBI released a record of murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich, which the agency had previously claimed didn't exist. The FBI documents released over the weekend appear to show that an undisclosed entity either wanted to pay or actually pay a lot of money to get Seth Rich killed. An undisclosed entity. What, like the DNC? The files show that top DOJ officials that in 2018 discussed Rich's murder, and investigators found no suspicion conduct by Rich before he died. Wow, you'd have top DOJ officials meeting about that. Rich was shot in front of his Washington, D.C. home in 2016. Democrats and mainstream media have baselessly dismissed Rich's murder as a conspiracy theory, claiming it was a robbery, although none of his valuables were taken. However, FBI documents appear to suggest that Rich could have been the victim of foul play tied to the DNC politics. Wow. All right, I'm going to come back and hit a few final little giblets. I got to a lot of it. Man, I didn't get to all this robot news. Air Force Base deploys pack of robot dogs to enhance security. Farming robot kills 100,000 weeds per hour with lasers. Carbon-killing robots, funny. And we're going to also get to more on the other side. I'm so blessed to be here, so honored to be here. We made it this long. We're into the New World Order now. We got a fighting chance because we've been on air thanks to you. I mean, I cannot believe the responsibility we've got. I just want to thank you all for keeping us in attack formation. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. That's what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best storable food at the highest quality at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the bottom has fallen out. Total world government is now out in the open. We had a major election stolen from the real elected president of the United States. And I have issues with Trump, and I'm not abandoning him. Just because if I do, the globalists would leave me alone. They fear Trump. They fear the populist movement. They fear you. And that's why we've got to stay on air and continue to expose this. Gerald Celente is about to take over here in just a few minutes. Here's some of the headlines. We'll do a special live broadcast during this and analyze it. Congress faces busy week of negotiations as Biden prepares for joint address. They're not calling it the State of the Union. They're calling it a joint address. That's going to be on Wednesday, which will serve to a kind of call to action for lawmakers. Ugh, so they'll be watching that and analyzing it in a special live commercial-free transmission Wednesday night. And then another disgusting article from CNN, how Biden's anchored his first 100 days on two simple principles, shots in your arms and money in your bank account. It's fairly simple. He got elected to solve problems with shots in your arms and checks in your bank account. He promised 100 million vaccines administered in the first 100 days and delivered 200 million. Really, how is it that only 50% of the population is vaccinated? Then CNN lies and says 60, then they go, oh, 60% say they'll get it. With Democratic-controlled Congress, he sent out $1,400 emergency checks that never arrived under ex-President Donald Trump and a Republican Senate. They were voting against those. I mean, what's crazy is just how they lie in every word. The level is just unprecedented. But don't worry, health experts encourage CDC to implement permanent mask mandates. Boy, weren't we right again. Maybe one of our archivists can find where I said the masks are never coming off. It'll be permanent. I even said how they would cycle it on and off. And here you go. It'll never end till you say no. Speaking of the devil, before I play the Psaki clip, let's play this clip. Cringe propaganda. Liberals sing pro-Dr. Fauci pro-vaccine jingles. And they've got children's books. And they're handing out Kamala Harris books to all the kids in little gift packs, and I guess money's being spent out of the no-bid contract to buy those, to give them to the children, that Kamala is their mommy for life, the mommy that saved them. This is so exploitive. This is so sick. So here's one of the new library jingles, worshiping Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, give us vaccines. Help all the people who have been quarantined. We'll wear masks and we'll have to stay distant. We'll wash our hands and we'll be more resistant. Fauci, yes? Promise us, please. We'll have a cure that can fight off this disease. Restrictions will lift with some ease. Dr. Fauci, don't forget me.
And that is a poor autistic victims, seriously, of the system that they now trot up to ask for more brain damage. Very, very sad. Here's Saki. I'm talking about the delicious kind you get at Japanese restaurants. The press secretary will circle back on why immigrant children, illegal alien invaders, were given copies of Kamala Harris's book. Here it is.
Last couple days in the New York Post that every migrant child being brought to a shelter is being given a copy of her children's book, Superheroes Are Everywhere. Do you know why that is and if she is making any money off of that?
Of the president? Of the vice president?
Vice president's book, yeah.
I'd have to check with our health and human services team. If you're talking about if they go to shelters or if they go to...
Yeah, in the welcome kit, apparently, there's a copy of her 2019 children's book, Superheroes Are Everywhere.
I have to certainly check on that. Here, it's a good book.
Oh, I hear it's a good book. What nice people. All right, Joe Salente, the top trends forecaster, a good friend of mine, is about to take over. Please remember, without your support, we're not going to be on air. Plus, we make it easy. We have privacy pouches for your iPhones and droids so that they don't track you, they don't watch you, they don't control you, except when you take them out. That's essential. You need to get in the habit of realizing you're being surveilled. We have the highest quality units that sell for $29.95 everywhere else, $19.95. These are the really good ones, very, very highly rated. None of them are 100% of it underneath the cell tower. It'll still beam through, but 99% of the area, it is effective. Those are at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have VasoBeat sold out for months, back in stock, so good for your heart, your brain, your liver. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% of your curcumin, back in stock. Now with a white cap, because you can't even get black caps, but the supply chain's broken down, but it does have the super high-quality curcuminoid in it for your immune system, for your joints, for everything else at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, and almost forgot. We have a shirt of the day being sold for $9.95. That's basically at cost. The media is the virus. Shirt of the day. The media is the virus. On the back, InfoWars.com is the cure. And on the right-hand shoulder, InfoWars.com. A great way to spread the word and fight back and to support the broadcast. The media is the virus t-shirt, InfoWars.com. All right, Gerald Salente, my friend. Is that a masked man? Who is that? Gerald Salente, take it away.
Look, I saw that guy, you know, you just put on there, and he was singing, so I don't want to get the virus. I don't want to give anybody the virus.
Oh, that's in California. They said don't sing, because it'll give it to people. Yeah.
What a bunch of crap they're shoving down our throat. And you know, all these people that are using this, you know, washing down everything. You know, the CDC came out last week saying that disinfecting surfaces to prevent COVID, often it's all for show. It doesn't do anything. The chances of picking it up from a hard surface are like 1 in 10,000. I'm not making that number up. Yet the freaks keep doing it everywhere. At least when you're down there in Texas, you got some freedom. I'm in lockdown land over here. I got imbeciles and morons walking up and down the street, not a soul around them, and they're all masked up. They're afraid. But again, forget the MIT study that came out last week that said your chances of picking up the virus outside are basically slim and none.
And now CNN says, sir, that we should wear them forever. We knew that was coming.
Well, the Cartoon News Network, here. MIT researchers say you're no safer from COVID indoors at 6 feet or 60 feet in new study challenging social distance policies. This is not from conspiracy theorists. This is out of CNBC. And then the guy goes on to write on and on, you know, that... there are very few recorded instances of outdoor transmission.
Because sunlight kills it. Because sunlight kills it. But they tell us don't go to the beach. It's the worst place, isn't it? Even though studies show it's the safest place, Gerald. It's why Florida basically didn't have it.
Yeah. Oh, Alex, don't you remember? They had all the spring, you know, people out there in spring break. and how the infection rate was going to skyrocket? Oh, you forgot? It didn't skyrocket.
Remember, they would have people in Grim Reaper outfits out there trying to scare people. This is a load of crap.
They're robbing us of our freedom.
Look at this ridiculous kabuki theater, idiots in hazmat suits.
Yeah. And look how tough they are. You know, they're little tough boys and girls, and they have all their others around them. But when they're one-on-one, you know, they don't know whether they can't say the two words, but it has to be going to the bathroom, number one and number two, you know, when you call them out. So this whole thing.
You're saying they're big. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Gerald Slinde, take over. I'm going to be listening. We love you. Gerald Slinde, right. Coming back. We're going to break. Gerald Slinde. Gerald, which is the best website? Because I know that you've got several websites, but trendsjournal.com, there's another URL takes the same place, trendsjournal.com. Everybody bookmark it, share it. Big Brother hates it, trendsjournal.com. I tell you about the website, trendsjournal.com. The top trends forecaster, straight ahead, telling you what's coming next.
What if you could...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, it's great being on the Alex Jones Show. I want to thank Alex Jones, staff, all that they do to keep the truth alive. And it's so important to support them and all of us that are fighting for freedom, because the facts are showing that they're stealing it from us and they're making stuff up just to gain more power. I was talking about the study that came out. The MIT researchers say you're no safer from COVID indoors at 6 feet or 60 feet in a new study challenging social distancing policies. And they go on to say, what our analysis continues to show is that many spaces that have been shut down, in fact, don't need to be. I think if you run those numbers, even right now, for many types of spaces, you'll find there is no need for occupancy restrictions. 6 feet distancing rules that inadvertently result in closed businesses and schools are just not reasonable. Now, remember, this is coming from MIT. It's barely reported. This was in CNBC last week. The emphasis on distancing has been really misplaced from the very beginning. The CDC or World Health Organization have never really provided justification for it. You got it? It's right here. Now, I want you to listen to this video of an arrogant little daddy's boy, an arrogant little daddy's boy, a nothing of an arrogant governor who would be shoveling crap if daddy wasn't Mario Cuomo, and I'm going to rename the Tappan Zee Bridge after my daddy, and all you little pieces of crap New Yorkers have to pay for the change of the name on the bridge that only cost about $20 million. Listen to this crap spewing out of this arrogant boy's mouth last April when he, the governor, decided we have to wear masks outside. Listen.
I'm going to issue an executive order that says all people in public must have a mask or nose covering, mouth and nose covering, and they must wear it in a situation where you cannot or are not maintaining social distancing. Meaning what? Meaning the same thing we've been saying from day one. If you're going to be in public and you cannot maintain social distancing, then have a mask and put the mask on when you are not in socially distanced places. You're walking down the street, you're walking down the street alone, great. You're now at an intersection, and there are people in the intersection, and you're going to be in proximity to other people, put the mask on. Your right to go out for a walk in the park, go out for a walk because you need to get out of the house, the dog is getting on your nerves, fine. Don't infect me. You don't have a right to infect me. If you are going to be in a situation in public where you may come into contact with other people in a situation that is not socially distanced, you must have a mask or a cloth covering nose and mouth. That is by executive order.
Listen to that little piece of garbage talk to us like we're third graders. An arrogant nobody. He goes on to say, if you're going to be in close proximity to somebody outside, you have to put a mask. A piece of garbage, boy. MIT study says you're full of crap. Because that's all that comes out of your mouth. Actually, it's not coming out of your mouth. It's coming out of your butt. That's all you're doing is spewing crap. Right here. There are very few recorded instances of outdoor transmission. Yet this little slime ball is telling executive, I'm giving you an executive order. Take that executive order and shove it up your ass. You are not my leader. You should not tell me what to do. I'll tell you what. Come over here. Try to put a mask on me. Man to man. And people put them on. They follow the executive order. There are very few recorded instances of outdoor transmission. And then the little scumbag, the arrogant little boy, goes on to say, if I'm wearing a mask and you're not, then you're infecting me. Hey, moron! Hey, little imbecile! Hey, little fat mouth! You're in a restaurant in New York, right? And a lot of stupid other places. And people are sitting down there at the table. You know, masks on. But the waitstaff comes. And they have a mask on. You said you're infecting me if you don't have a mask on. So, hey, fat mouth, when you go to a restaurant, little boy Cuomo, arrogant little Cuomo, try to come and give me orders. I'll shove that executive order when you hand it to me right down your fat mouth. If you're in a restaurant, you wear a mask when you eat? Yeah, you probably do wear a mask when you eat because nothing is coming out of your mouth. It's only coming out of your butt. And you shove the food up there, too. What stupid crap. Oh, the waitstaff has to wear a mask. But you don't when you're eating. You're making this stuff up. And the morons and imbeciles are following it. I'm having a rally on May 29th. Come on and try to shut me down, Cuomo. May 29th rally to unite. For freedom, peace, and justice. At the Four Corners of Freedom in Kingston, New York. 3 p.m. Food. Alcohol. Fun. Music. Live music. And speakers. Go to OccupyPeace.com. OccupyPeace.com. Come here. If you can't make it, donate. We can't win this without your help. I'm fighting for freedom. I will not live by executive order. You're not my executive. You're a piece of scum. A daddy's boy. Born on third base and thought you hit a home run. We'll be right back.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I really think. People say, well, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of this stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, your supplies right now, and I twisted their arms so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buying our super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, and now your host, Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on the Alex Jones Show. And, you know, as I keep saying, you better put your money where your heart is and support InfoWars, because they're stopping freedom and we're fighting for freedom. And that's why, you know, I enjoy being on this show and on InfoWars. So do what you can to support them. And they're just restocked and reloaded on some very great products and up to 50% off. It's back in stock specials. So the wait's over and you can get your favorite, the things that they weren't in stock after being sold out for weeks, even months on some items. And so these products never last long, especially when they're giving you these deep discounts. So you better act before it's too late. Bodies, 50% off. Just back in stock. Vasopressin. 50% off. All the storable foods, 10% off. And you need those storable foods because things are going to keep getting uglier and uglier. Alpha Power, back in stock, 40% off. Prostagard, back in stock, 40% off. Winter Sun Plus, back in stock, 40% off. Rocket Rest, back in stock, 40% off. Pure Turmeric Liquid Extract, 40% off. And it's selling out fast. Oh, and those great t-shirts, and Alex showed you one of the new ones. $17.76, $17.76. And the sale doesn't end here. They're also extending Operation Endgame. You warn the word, stop the general reset, get the film that predicted it all, now available for as low as $3.95. So visit InfoWarsStores.com and get these best-selling items and more for a true 360 win. So shop now. Put your money where your heart is. You know, I'm talking about the fight. I'm a little guy. I'm under about 5 feet, 6.5 inches. I was born in the Bronx, in Napolitano, born in the Bronx, born to be free. Learned how to fight right away. I didn't go home crying. And I got in a fight when we moved from the Bronx to Yonkers. And I got in a fight with a kid. And I'm 10 years old, and I stick my finger and I whipped it. His mother calls up the principal. And I'm sitting there with my little blue tie on in Catholic school, Christ the King school. Yeah, Christ the King would have never loved what this nun did to me. She grabbed me by my little blue tie. It's like, bam, 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 boom. Blew out my middle ear and broke my eardrum. I could never get my ears wet again and go swimming. And in those days, I used to go water skiing in the Hudson River over the wakes of ships with just a belt on. I was a great athlete, the fastest kid forward in basketball. I lost my balance. I lost my confidence. Then she left me back. I became the stupidest kid in the school. People say, oh, that's terrible what happened. I said, yeah, it's bad. I said, I'm just happy. Father Foley was a ladies' man. You know, what's going on in the church has nothing to do with Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace. Anyway. You know, I barely got out of high school. Anyway. I got my fight back when I started with Tai Chi, and then I went to Okinawan Tai. Took out the middleweight champion of the Dominican Republic. Came back and my teacher told me, you better forget everything that you learned. I found somebody else. This is my teacher. I'm with him for 7 years. Constantly, constantly working out. Go if you want to see, it's attackproof.com. It's close combat. You are who you are. You fight the way you want to fight. So here's a video that proves it. You don't have to be big and you don't have to be strong. Take a look at this video of this little dog, two of them, chasing a bear out of the house. There's no form to the fight. The fight is freedom. The fight is for you to be you. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't go into a form. They've taken the fight out of us. I've been in fights before. You know what? Never looked at the size of the guy. Never. You're on him and boom. And I don't get in want to get in a fight. Because in close combat, you only fight to kill. stay away from the fight. I'm mentioning this because we have to get the fight back into us. It's in the human spirit. You have to go and learn how to fight because they sucked it out of us. Look what they've done in school. No bullying zone? What are you talking about? No bullying zone. It's time to get the fight back. We all have it now as spirit. It's been brainwashed out of us. I had my own school for many years teaching close combat. Guys coming from Baltimore Blast is coming up. You know, you're respectful when you're working out with guys. And they try to take you out. I'm only me. And the fight has to end like that. It's not this stuff where you keep punching away. I'm not going to punch anybody out. I'm on you. My fingers are going through your eyes, knocking that little shield. You're going to blow your brains out. Your nose is going through your brain. I'm ripping out that carotid artery with my... You get the fight back into you. Those little dogs show what's going on. The bear is the government. We are the little terriers. And we'll beat them. Not in a fight for violence, but a fight for freedom, peace, and justice. The fight that no one's there to tell us what to do, how to do it, when to do it. If we don't fight for our freedom now, as a visionary who's written a number of books, Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine, best-selling, a magazine, a weekly magazine, the Trends Journal. I'm a visionary. I see ahead. And ahead is hell on earth if we don't fight for our freedom. And again, I'm not talking about violence. That's my other book with Zizzy Gave Honey Boy. That's my favorite. But anyway, that's about growing up in the Bronx and being an Italian, American. Born to be free. And now they're stealing that from us. So we're in a fight for freedom. Those little dogs could chase that bear away. Can you beat a Biden? I know. Chuckie Schumer could take you out. No. Who else we got? Mitch McConnell. Oh, little Lindsey Graham. Oh, he could do it real easily. As we say in the Bronx, when you call these guys out, and we have to call them out for what America stands for, freedom, peace, and justice. So join us on March 29th in Kingston, 3 p.m., live music, entertainment, and you be there. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Gerald Celente. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's getting near dawn.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. And as I keep saying, and I'll keep saying it over and over again, buy these great products from InfoWars. Support the truth, because the sick people that are in charge are trying to kill it. And when I say sick people in charge, check out the cover of the Current Trends Journal. The new one will be out tomorrow, but this is the last. Check out the prince over there, Prince Philip. The prince is dead. Long live the prince. And there's a quote down below where he says, if he comes back, if I return, I'd like to come back as a deadly virus to do something to solving overpopulation. All right? I'm not making that up. You could Google it up. He wants to come back as a deadly virus. What kind of sick person is that? A deadly virus. That's how sick he is. Man, I want to come back. I want to come back at the hottest time of my life where there's nothing but, you know, liberty, love, joy, and beauty every second of my life. But the sick people that are running and ruining our lives want to come back as a deadly virus. You got it? What do you think Mitch McConnell wants to come back as? What do you think Lindsey Graham wants to come back as? Oh, I know. Maybe a man. Hey, how about Lola? L-O-L-A, Lola. Yeah, Rachel Levin, our health secretary. Wonder what he, she wants to come back as. How about Diane Not-So-Feinstein, a little Chucky Schumer? What would they come back as? Look at that. Lola, get back where you once belonged. Get back. Yeah. These are the people running our lives. You got it? In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation. It's a fact. Look at that creepy dead guy. I hope you come back as a virus. I really do. And that's what's killing us, the virus that's alive. And it's not only in the United States, so get off the trip that it's just screwed up here. The New Trends Journal is going out tomorrow. I'm working on this story just before I got on the air. Japan, COVID state of emergency. They just called it, right? So I look up the numbers. It's a country of 126.3 million people. Over the course of 14 months, 14 months, 9,800 deaths. What the hell are you telling me that of 126 million people, 9,800 died of the virus? For the grand total of 0.00775%. And when you break it down monthly over the course of 14 months, that equates to 0.00554%. And then we went on to write in the Trends Journal in November that last October, more people died of suicide in Japan in just 1 month than from the COVID of all of that year up until November. And suicide rates among women is a 15% spike. Yet they're closing it down. Germany locked down again. Oh, and the average age of the Germans that died of the virus, it's over, the highest number is over 79 years old. It's over half. Moving on, markets, real quick. The Dow's down a little bit today. The only thing that's keeping the markets up are low interest rates. You see the cryptocurrencies are bouncing up again, even though they keep trying to talk them down. Cryptos to us are going to stay high until central banks, along with the governments, and they're one and the same, outlaw them. And will they outlaw them? Yes, they will, just like they did when FDR took the gold from the people back in 1933. You can't own this stuff. They'll do it again. They did it before. They don't want competition because the whole world is going digital. This way they know every penny you spent, how you spent it, where you spent it, and they're going to make up a new currency so that they can say, we're getting rid of that debt we had. We have something new now because they're only making it up anyway. $28 trillion debt to GDP ratio is the highest it's been since World War II, at the end of World War II. So they're going to come up with something new. I'm still bullish on gold and silver. Gold and silver are both up a bit today, particularly silver because silver is the greatest electricity conductor, far better than copper. And you use it in high tech to heavy industry. So we see the prices there keep going up. They're artificially pushing them down. I'm not making it up. The Goldman Sachs gang was caught last year. Reading the precious metals markets, I'm not making that up. You could look it up. They got a measly fine of $900 million after screwing people out of hundreds of billions of dollars by rigging the market. On another note, art is dead. Finished. I surround myself with art. All the plants, you see some of them, I got over 100 plants in my office. I take care of all of them. I have art everywhere. Art is the way of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. It's gone. You saw the Oscars last night, right? Here's the headline. Of course you didn't see it. Oscar ratings crashed to an all-time low. Then you go back to the Grammys. 2021 TV broadcast rating hit record lows, according to Nielsen. All right? Then you had Mick Jagger come out making fun of people that don't believe in the COVID war and telling people to get vaccinated when the artists were anti-establishment. By the way, you know why the Oscars are going down? You got to change the name Oscars. That's too male. We've got to change it to, a transgender name, and maybe it'll come, they'll like it if it's not Oscar. We can't call it Oscar anymore. I mean, let's be stupid. Can't say blackballed anymore either. He was blackballed. I say he was whiteballed. Well, you were being dirty there, Salenti. Whiteball, blackball, Oscar, Greenberg, iceberg. What's the difference? Art is dead. And art is the way, to me, of finding the true meaning of the human spirit. People are fed up with the crap they're pushing out there. It shows it. And they're listening and watching to what's out there because that's all that's out there. As trend forecasters and people subscribe to our magazine, the Trends Journal, we give them suggestions on what to do. There's never been a better time right now than a renaissance in art. You know, a renaissance followed the Black Plague. The people got in their head that they were really stupid. And that's why they were killing themselves. Ali Romana all'antica. All'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients to describe the quality of their work. And that's what we need to bring back. A renaissance in art. From Mick Jagger to Willie Nelson to Lady Gaga and all the rest. They all sold out for the COVID war. It's not art anymore. The artists were anti-establishment. They knew what a fraud the establishment is. It's not an establishment. It's a corrupt gang of people that are running the show. Daddy's boys and daddy's girls. It's one big club. Daddy's girls. Look at Nancy Pelosi. She'd be nobody if a daddy wasn't the mayor of Baltimore at the height of when Baltimore was booming. One after another. Name the place. Name the state. You're a member of the club. So art, they're not artists. They're sellouts. True art tells you to create what you want to be and be what you want and to bring it to the highest level. Again, the numbers are showing in the Oscars and the Grammys and the others. People are fed up with it. There's never been a better entrepreneur opportunity now for new styles, products, sounds to be marketed, created, marketed, and sold to a very hungry public that wants art in the true meaning of the human spirit. This is Gerald Salenti. Thanks for tuning in. Support InfoWars and subscribe to the Trends Journal. Read history before it happens.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.